Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here's your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. Now, live, this is Close Up Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us, everybody. This is your host, Jim Masters. A real pleasure to have you with us. And we are live right now. It's noon Eastern here at CUTV News and CUTV News Radio. And it is February 21st, 2017 at the time of this broadcast, which is airing live, but will also be archived for future play. So if you miss something on today's show or you want to hear any of our past shows, you can go to our CUTV News archive and you can hear all the shows and share the stories from our terrific guests that we seek out, find, and showcase and celebrate here on CUTV News. We're continuing our conversation and our series of broadcasts with Michelle Braden. Michelle Braden is an amazing person. I had an opportunity actually to meet her personally. She flew into town and we had a one-on-one sit-down TV interview, and she really revealed to us the incredible work and the passion that she has for what she does so well. And she's surrounded by a team of experts who are compassionate, empathetic, and also very skilled at what they do, and really committed to developing leaders and future leaders. Michelle is president and CEO of MSB Coach. MSB Coach partners with individuals and organizations to provide the highest quality customized leadership coaching and training. Now, MSB is an acronym for Managing Successful Balance. According to Michelle, whether you want to focus on improving your performance or your quality of life, it really does start with balance. Balance is unique to each individual leader. Now, Michelle has coached and trained leaders and teams for over 20 years. She and her team are committed to partnering with leaders to identify their motivators, drivers, values, and principles that increase their awareness of who they are and how they want to be known as a leader. Michelle says there's a shift that needs to take place in the beliefs of leaders because, you know, what you got here won't get you there. And as a leader, shifts toward new professional challenges are important. You can't necessarily rest on the things that have allowed you to be successful up to this point. So Michelle believes no matter where you are in the leadership climb, you're going to need a coach. And that's where MSB Coach partners with you to identify and commit to your goals through its comprehensive development program, The Leadership Climb. MSB Coach experts use proven techniques to assess your strengths and challenges to coach you and your core leaders and to train your team to be more effective. We have some special guests that will be joining us in a few moments on our show as well here on CUTV News Radio Live. But first, let's welcome back Michelle Braden to our show to talk more about the fascinating work that she does. Michelle, always a pleasure to have you with us and to speak with you. Welcome back to CUTV News Radio today.
Thank you, Jim. I am very pleased to be back with you, and it's nice to talk with you again. It's been a few months since I first got to meet you, so this is a wonderful opportunity.
I can't believe how fast time flies. It just feels like you were in the studio an hour ago.
I know, amazing. I agree.
That's why you have to maximize every single moment. And we're picking up from last week's broadcast, which was part one of the actual series. Tell us a little bit more about the company and the work that you do for perhaps folks who are tuning into our show today who didn't hear previous episodes of the broadcast. Can you define a little bit more of what MSB Coach does, some of the incredible work that you do?
Yeah, we can. And I think, you know, referring to what we focused on in the last interview that we did, we really, because our focus is on leadership development, strategic planning, and building customized team programs and programs for leaders. And so the last time that we talked, we focused on our executive coaching team, talked to some of the other coaches, but then we also brought in an executive who we have worked with for a couple of years to talk with him about his coaching experience and how that worked for him, the advantages. Especially he was at the C-suite level, but transitioning to a completely new organization. And since then, he's actually moved on to another organization. So that is one aspect of what we do. And then today, so for those who weren't able to join us, I hope that they can listen to that. But today what we want to focus on is a different aspect of the business, and that is where we partner, and we use that word a lot because that's what we feel like we're doing. We are partnering with our clients. So from two other aspects, the first would be a larger organization that has international team members and how we've helped them build a customized management and leadership program for every single one of their leaders to go through. And then we also have, at the other end of the spectrum, a startup that's about 3 years old that is a smaller business with a very strong visionary leader who has wanted to develop the leaders within his organization. So he's hired us to coach with them, but he's also hired us to help him with strategy and strategic planning and the implementation of that. So those are the two things that we'd really like to focus on today, Jim.
I mentioned at the top that surrounding yourself with experts, with folks who are, keen to what needs to be done is a very important component of the business, right? Because everybody has different skill sets and different perspectives. So maybe if it's a question you can't answer yourself, you can direct them to somebody else who maybe is a super specialist at that particular area. So having different people and different resources to pull from, which makes the overall experience unique and effective and efficient, is very important, right?
It is. And I love that you brought up that point. We had in our last call-in, we had Tony Mulberry as one of our guest coaches, and he specializes, his whole background is in IT. And in fact, Tim is with us today. Tony has coached one of his leaders. And so, you know, I am a firm believer that as a coach, you know, we don't have to be an expert in the same field that the person is in that we are coaching, because that can even be an advantage, because the coach may ask questions that are really, because you're not in that field, you may just have the openness and almost naivete to ask a question that can trigger something that somebody wouldn't even have thought of. But there is sometimes an advantage when someone has worked in a certain industry because they know the language and they know the culture a lot of times of that group. So, yes, indeed, we do want to make sure, you know, that's where that coaching or consulting or training match comes in. So we have a large team, and I say a large team, we have 10 people. We're still a very small boutique coaching and training firm, and we specialize in that so that we can customize everything that we do. But it's important. That match is important, that coaching match to build the foundation of trust. The same thing with the training match. The people have to feel a good connection to the person that is either training, facilitating, or leading a strategic planning session with them.
Now, you just mentioned Tim, and Tim is actually on the line ready to join us. We want to welcome Tim O'Donnell. He is CEO of Fresh Brewed Media and has provided leadership coaching, strategic planning, and team building activities for his organization. And you have worked with him for about 3 years, right, Michelle?
Mm-hmm. We have, yeah. So it's not quite 3 years, but almost. So the company just started 3 years ago, and we started with them shortly after their startup.
That is terrific. Let's welcome Tim to the show. Tim, thanks for joining us on CUTV News Radio today. Welcome.
Well, thanks, Jim. Happy to be here. Hi, Michelle.
Now,
hey, Tim.
Yeah, like old friends, which is great. So tell us about your experience with MSB Coach and with Michelle and everybody, Tim.
Well, my experience, we've used Michelle and her team in several different capacities. The first thing that we did with Michelle is we hired one of her people who specializes in strategic planning. So each year we take our team on to a nice resort in the area here, and we kind of plot our course for the next year, because we are like a startup, and so we're taking on big initiatives every year, and in each of those is identified in the year prior. So we're building on the things from each year, and we just found that after a couple of years I did these strategic meetings myself, it changed my role when I brought somebody else in. And so Michelle has somebody on her team who has a long background in strategic planning, so she was able to take us up to this resort for 3 days and orchestrate these meetings in a way that I couldn't do myself, and it was really beneficial to us. And so we've used the same person for 3 years, and each year she gets to know us better and understands our objectives and so forth, and she really creates an individualized program that's tailor-made for each year. So we spend several hours together planning the meetings, and then she kind of takes over from there, and I'm allowed to participate in the meeting instead of running these strategic meetings. And so we come back down from the resort after 3 days of pretty intense but a lot of fun exercises and things, and she just draws out from us, you know, where we want to go, and we come back with a very specific plan. We kind of think we create magic out of chaos, because we go up there and we do a lot of brainstorming, and for two and a half days it seems like we're getting nowhere, and then somehow magically in the last several hours of each of these sessions, we come away with a plan where everybody's bought in, everybody's participated, and everybody's really fired up and excited about the, you know, the objectives for the coming year.
And there's nothing better than when everybody is, because then productivity levels increase, satisfaction, fulfillment increases, and then everybody looks forward to coming in to work the next day and growing and just excelling. Now, were you at a point with things where you just felt like there was a missing link, like you needed to get that outside expertise of Michelle and MSB coach, and said, okay, you know, we got to take that plunge and connect and bring somebody else in to take us to that next level?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Jim. Actually, what I felt, it was kind of, I felt like I wasn't able to really participate and run the meeting. And it seems like from my position as the CEO of the company and the owner of the company, that what I said carried much more weight than I might have intended it to. So if I made a suggestion, I felt it might have been being perceived as more of a directive or more of an order or more of a, you know, kind of, this is what we're going to do. And I really wanted to get the entire organization participating. So by having somebody else lead the meeting and me just sitting in the background, or just being one of the guys, if you will, one of the team members, we were able to move it a lot forward and get a lot more creativity. And it didn't box me out of it either. So I was starting to feel like either I couldn't participate, and when I did, I was carrying too much weight with my suggestions or my ideas or just my conversation. So it just opened up. It allowed everybody else to open up and participate in a different way, and allowed me to back away from it in a way that I think I was able to get the most out of my team.
So it almost made everybody feel like they were on an equal playing field, and like their thoughts and contributions were valuable and appreciated and understood, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so when you're in a startup environment and you're identifying your objectives on the fly, so to speak, there's so much more accomplished in much less time when people feel like they have, you know, like they have a seat at the table. So at the buy-in, it's not like I have to be a particularly great salesperson to get my people to buy into the projects, because they're identifying the projects. Where can we be profitable? Where are our opportunities? What are our weaknesses? What are the things that we're good at? What are the things that we're not good at? What's our competitive landscape like? And so when they're into that strategic mode and we come back with a plan, it's not my plan. I don't have to manage the plan. They manage the plan themselves. And so that's how it really unfolds. It comes out from them. And of course, with my enthusiastic approval and so forth. But mostly it's coming from the team, because I'm just here to kind of create an environment for my team to win. And that it starts with that planning session. So when everybody's bought in from the very beginning because their ideas are being heard and debated and vetted. They do that themselves, you know, oftentimes, most of the time, actually without me. And what comes out is better than anything I could have done without the outside facilitation.
That is tremendous. Michelle, that must make you feel great knowing you're hearing from Tim and hearing about the successes and how, you know, MSB Coach has been an invaluable resource for him and for his staff and his company. How do you feel when you hear that, Michelle?
Well, you know, I just commenting off what Tim said, and you see this a lot with leaders, that they have the ability to facilitate sessions, and Tim definitely does. I mean, hands down, Tim could facilitate a powerful strategic planning session. However, he is enough of a visionary, and he is aware, so his self-awareness is enough that he recognized that when he did this, that it was he was dominating, and that also showed up. So we have done an assessment tool with his whole entire organization called Emergenetics, which is a strength-based neuroscience-based assessment. But it also shows us, you know, a person's behavior pattern. And so, like a lot of CEOs, you know, Tim was aware that, you know, his assertiveness is a third-third, his expressiveness is a third-third. But because it's more of a technical company in nature, a lot of the people that worked with him were coming from more of a first-third or second-third in their assertiveness. So because of Tim's position and because of just the nature of his personality, they would kind of lay low. And he didn't want that. He wanted their voice at the table. He wanted them sharing. So he recognized right away, like I said, he was a visionary enough to recognize, hey, I want somebody else facilitating this, so I am another voice at the table. And it is, like a lot of startups, it's very matrix. It's more of a flat type organization. Even though he does carry that title of CEO, he wants every voice to count. And so I'm thrilled to be able to work with someone like Tim who has that sort of vision and lives into it, and that we can provide that service.
That is terrific. And that is great.
Yeah, and the other services, yeah. If I may, Jim, that so from our first strategic planning meeting, I recognized the, you know, kind of the benefit of Michelle's organization, and so I inquired, what else do you do? What else can we exploit? And and then we found out that she had this team of coaches, and so I had three of my people, highly technical, two of them particularly highly technical, computer programmer type, a financial analyst type. We made them leaders of their group, so we were able to tailor make some coaching programs with people that they were allowed to pick. My people were allowed to pick from a menu of people of Michelle's to identify some synergy with coaches that she could offer them. And then we put these people through these, you know, regular coaching sessions to bring that whole idea of leadership, you know, from peer leadership to real. As we grow, we're getting more structured and more defined organizationally from, you know, departments and so forth. So, you know, one of our leaders, she came in as a marketing director, and we brought her in and designed a coaching program, for example, for her that was new to the organization leadership program. So she was lots of leadership potential and so forth, but she was new to our organization, yet I was giving her a lot of responsibility and a really high-profile job. So Michelle set her up, and this young woman, she interviewed three or four of Michelle's coaches until she was really comfortable with the one that she wanted to work with. And it was just designed for her to become a leader right off the bat coming into a new organization. And the other ones were people that came up through the organization that were kind of programmers. And as we grew, I needed a programmer to become a lead programmer. So we were able to, actually, we worked with Tony, who you talked about earlier, who was a technical guy himself. So he was a perfect match for my programming director. So the organization was really good for us as we're growing. We find lots of application of the kinds of, you know, services that MSB, even though we're small, it's a big commitment for a small company. But I think it's worth it from a kind of a risk reward situation. The money that I put at risk, I don't really feel is at risk. I think because of the rewards we're getting back from it are far and away more than we're investing.
That's incredible.
Because people are what make, yeah, people are what make our organization work, as any organization. So that's where we invest our money.
Key to the whole thing. Exactly, Tim. Thanks for sharing that story with us, and I'm glad that the relationship has been so beneficial and successful. And we'll keep you on the line because we also have somebody who would love to share her story too, who's joining us on CUTV News Radio, Dawn Smith, Senior HR Leader of World Strides. Now, MSB has worked with them for at least 2 years or so to develop a customized leadership managers training program for all of their managers and leaders to go through. And MSB Coach has also provided executive coaching for some of their team members as well. So I'm going to have Dawn join us as well so she can share her story with us. Dawn, thank you for joining us as well, and welcome to our show.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Now, tell us about your story in working with MSB Coach as well. We've heard Tim's and the success that he's having with his company. Tell us about your story.
Yeah, so, you know, World Strides is a medium to almost large company at this point. We have over 1,300 full-time employees in the United States and around the world. And we're at the point where we have several hundred managers, and we wanted to be able to invest in those managers and to allow them to revisit the fundamentals of management. And Michelle and her group have worked with us to create an actual management training program in partnership with World Strides. And we actually allow every World Strides manager to participate in this program, and it typically runs about 2 years. We have eight classes that they can take, and Michelle and her team facilitate those in a couple of different ways. They come to our office in Charlottesville to work with our local managers, the largest group of managers that we actually have. But they also do some virtual trainings for us. Each course is offered in person and virtually. And they work not only with managers in the U.S., multiple time zones in the U.S., but they've also worked with some of our international managers, including people that are located in the U.K. and as far away as China. So they've been able to help us get those management training courses offered all over the world.
So were you also at a point like Tim was with his company where he realized we really could benefit from bringing in MSB Coach, Michelle and her team, to recognize certain things, point certain things out, and take you to the next level as Tim has experienced?
Yeah, you know, we over the last couple of years, we had acquired a couple of new businesses, and we had grown rather quickly. In the course of just a few years, we exploded from 800 to 1,300 full-time employees, and we realized that one of the ways that we could unite all of our employees and managers under that World Strides umbrella was by delivering this management training program that would give each of our managers an equal opportunity to not only to learn together and be in the same classroom, whether it's in person or virtually together, but also to hear the same messages and to hear what World Strides was all about. And Michelle and her team have been very good to work with the HR leadership at World Strides to make sure that they're delivering the messages that we want to deliver and that they're doing it in a way that works really well for our company. And every time we hold one of these classes, not only are we getting extremely positive feedback, but it's also extremely grateful feedback. The managers are so happy to have us investing in them and helping them, because not only are we helping to grow and secure World Strides as one of the nation's leading providers of educational travel, but we're helping each of these managers to be successful in their own careers and to help them grow, to become better World Strike managers and to become better leaders in whatever their career path takes them in.
And there's nothing better than, like we were saying with Tim as well, there's nothing better than when the staff, when the people who are on the front line see that their company, that the leaders above them are investing in them and wanting to help them grow and to guide them and sort of mentor them and give them the tools and resources they need to not only be happy in the work that they're doing, but also have great achievements and successes along the way. Nothing better than that, right, Dawn?
Well, absolutely. And it helps us to retain our employees, our managers, because they know that we are invested in them and they feel like we care about their futures and about their careers and their success. So it definitely helps them to feel more valued. And, you know, Michelle and her group have not only suggested classes and courses that we can offer to them, like Emergenetics and Emotional Intelligence, but they've also worked with us to create a training course that was specifically designed to help our managers with our performance appraisal process. And we've also initiated courses like managing generational differences, because that is something that managers do have to deal with every day. And so they've been really good about not only suggesting things, but helping us to realize our dream of the things that we can work with our managers on.
Michelle, you want to hop in and add anything to what Dawn is saying?
Well, you know, it's interesting, you know, listening to both of them talk. I feel this huge sense of pride, and not just from what we've delivered, but just from the opportunity to work with such great leaders. You know, and that's where our sense of achievement and accomplishment, I think, comes in as a company when we get this honor and privilege to work with companies like this. But, you know, as I listen to them, the vast difference between a World Strides and the size of them and a startup, but yet it's still, no matter what the size of the organization, it takes that vision. It takes that visionary leadership to say, and the commitment to say, we want to invest in our people. We believe in development of our teams and of our leaders. And we have not only the passion to do this, but we have the commitment, you know, as Tim talked about, you know, to put our money where our mouth is and to actually go forward and do that. And it has just been such a joy to get to work with both of these organizations, because they are so passionate and committed to what it is that they're doing. And I feel like we just get to come alongside them and be a part of that delivery.
I want to make mention for folks that are listening that would like to avail themselves of the opportunity to have similar successes to go to your website, which is www.msbcoach.com. Again, that's msbcoach.com. Our guest today is Michelle Braden of MSB Coach. She is the president and CEO. And also our special guest joining us, Tim O'Donnell, CEO of Fresh Media. Dawn Smith, senior HR leader of World Strides. Tim, I wanted to thank you for joining us today on the show. It was a real pleasure.
My pleasure, Jim. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. Dawn as well, thank you for sharing your story with us. It was a pleasure having you joining us as well today.
Thank you so much, Jim. I really appreciate it.
Continued success to you both. And Michelle, would you believe we have less than 60 seconds already?
this
flew
just
by.
Amazing how time flies.
Always does. Yeah. But I want to thank you so very, very much for joining us on CUTV News Radio. I know this is near and dear to your heart. And obviously, when you hear great success stories like that, it just makes it so much more you know, rewarding for you and for all the work and time and effort that you put in to working with clients and making sure that they experience the success levels that you're able to deliver to them. So thank you for joining us as well.
Well, thank you, Jim, for having me. It was wonderful to have this opportunity to be together again.
Thank you very much. Thanks to everybody, Tim, Dawn, and our very special guest, Michelle Braden. Again, I invite you to connect with her. She is a wealth of resource and information, msbcoach.com. MSBcoach.com. That's Michelle Braden, I'm MSB Coach. And I'm Jim Masters. Thank you for joining us here on CUTV News Radio Live today. We hope you enjoyed the show. For all of us here, have a great day.